This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it is 5:40. That was The Lars with There She Goes. You're listening to The Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And we're joined now by Sean Tanis for Keep In View, in line with something that we were discussing earlier, actually, which is the vaccine rollout and the speed with which it's going. The focus on Keep In View today is about encouraging people to get the COVID-19 vaccine and looking at how things have gone internationally. So, for example, in the US, Uber, PayPal and Walgreens have actually teamed up to help provide free rides to vaccination sites. Sean, what's the story?
Yeah, so these three companies have launched a fund to provide free ride-hailing trips to COVID-19 vaccination sites. So the fund is worth $11 million, and this will be used to help people who don't have access to transportation. So the fund will be managed by a community development organization called the Local Initiative Support Corporation. So they will receive the funds, and then they'll identify the relevant communities and then help local nonprofits to set up the free rides. And if there's any money left over, right, so the organization will use the funds to help those in underserved communities to get them access to medical appointments, other medical appointments other than COVID. So the three companies say the reason they started the initiative was because there were calls for organizations to get involved in the pandemic response, and they released a joint statement to clarify this to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris about this. And consumers can also support the effort by donating to the fund through PayPal or also in the Uber app. And the fund is also in addition to Uber's earlier promise to give 10 million free or discounted rides to vaccination sites globally. So that's a separate one. And right now, all parties are welcoming the move because access to transportation is a major hurdle for healthcare and also vaccine drive, not just in the US, across the world, right? And according to the American Public Transport Association, almost 50% of Americans have no way to get to these vaccination sites. And several studies have also shown that there are fewer options for medical care in low income and also black communities mainly. And this is because they don't have much access to public transport, and also they have lower car ownership rates in these areas.
So I really love this idea, right? And it's clearly something that would benefit those who want to get vaccinated but don't have the means to get it done. There are also other forms of initiatives that encourage people to come forward. But I suppose it's still a little too early to know what might work the best.
Yeah, so I think the more popular ones that we've seen are mostly on easing restrictions for those who have been vaccinated, right? So, for example, in Hong Kong, the government will consider vaccine bubbles that allow vaccinated people more freedom of movement. So, and of course, this will extend to things like freedom to travel. And we've seen several countries, including Malaysia, are trying, at least trying out now, or at least holding talks on the use of digital passports. So, then we also have other countries using tax breaks or discounts to encourage people to take up the shot, right? And like in February last year, a city in Israel offered its residents a property tax discount if their families were vaccinated. But again, not all incentives have been received positively. And I think something interesting to note as well is also the suggestion from several politicians in places like the UK and also Hong Kong to directly pay people for getting the vaccine. And we have seen some form of this with companies offering bonuses to employees to get the vaccine. But governments themselves are very reluctant to pay its citizens directly. And there's a big debate ongoing about this, on whether or not it's ethical to do it. For example, you know, if someone has lost a job or has no income, they will be, you know, they would feel obliged, to get vaccinated to get the money, although they don't want to get vaccinated. So going back to the US, there's also like Krispy Kreme announcing that they would give free donuts to anyone with proof of vaccination all year long. So as long as you can show a valid vaccination card, you can claim one donut a day. I mean, while, you know, as you can imagine, a lot of people are very happy with this. Others have said that this could contribute to America's obesity problem. I don't know, maybe in Malaysia we can offer free water to get.
want to know whether it's free, whatever it may be, from the point that I get vaccinated or just until the rest of the year. Do you know what I mean? Because what if I get vaccinated later? Then I only get donuts for 28 days.
Yeah, exactly.
These are
I think that's enough, lah. 28 days, I think.
I cannot imagine a donut a day, actually. I think that I would be just very sick of donuts after a while. But it's a good initiative. Or at least it is a news-getting initiative.
Yes.
So I guess the question here is, how would you like to see brands and companies getting involved in the vaccine rollout here in Malaysia? So in the US, for example, there are funds that are going to help people gain transportation to get to vaccinations. We're also seeing Israel give a property tax discount, Krispy Kreme giving donuts. What would work in the local setting? Call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you very much for that keep in view.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.